So I've just returned from vacation and have had plenty of time to consider possible topics for the next few weeks. And at some point, it dawned on me that I've never really talked about how to interview well, specifically how to listen and ask questions. I've never discussed the art and the science and the power of listening. We may have written about it from time to time. I know Ben did recently. Most of that has come from the perspective of listening and asking questions as just cogs in the tasks of an interview. But it struck me that the bigger picture of what it means to listen well and ask questions well has never really been dissected, and the importance of it can easily be hidden under the layers of technique. And truthfully, that just doesn't do it justice. Now, I happen to listen for a living. I've listened for a living for the past 3 years. Spent about 1,600 hours listening each year. Comes about 48,000 hours of listening over my professional life. And the funny thing is, I'm not a natural born listener. And outside of my office, I probably continue to be only an average listener. My point is, anyone can learn to become an effective listener. And if you dedicate yourself to learn and practice this, it'll have all sorts of positive, unintended consequences in your professional life. I've seen the power of listening and following up with appropriate questions. I've seen the impact it has on building trust, changing lives. It may be the most important tool of all. It carries with it the power to build connection, to convey value and interest in people, to build attachments, to grant a person the rare opportunity to share their story. And I've never heard a story that's not interesting. When a story is shared, a person opens up, and as they open up, they become attached to the listener. And the listener, the one interested in asking questions, not rote questions, but questions that are fed from the natural path of the conversation, becomes automatically part of the person's life because it's so rare to give this. I'm not even sure how long it's going to take me to unpack this topic of listening, but it may just take a long time. And as I unpack the art and impact of listening one piece at a time, if you're a recruiter, manager, or leader, it's my hope that you will begin to see that everything else you do will be impacted by this simple tool. And it will be the tool that, if practiced as much as you practice your golf stroke or tennis swing, etc., can alter your influence exponentially. So more to come soon.